starting today, the nation's ports have to meet new security requirements. Congress ordered new rules after the September 11 attacks to deal with what some experts consider a serious threat. Terrorists could arrive by ship or even send weapons of mass destruction in a sealed container. Now, the Coast Guard will be monitoring hundreds of American ports to enforce the new rules. They may also be searching cargo ships from foreign ports that do not meet international requirements. Responsibility for enforcing these rules falls to Asa Hutchinson of the Department of Homeland Security, who's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Let's start with the worst-case scenario here. Somebody wants to put a nuclear bomb or some other kind of bomb on board a ship and float it into a harbor. What will these new rules do about that?
Well, it'll give us protection against that type of activity. Not any one particular standard is going to be the perfect solution. You have to layer that with a whole host of other things that we're doing, including enhanced security of our containers, more inspections. All of this makes us more secure combined with what we're doing today on July 1.
So I'm trying to think about how that bomb on board a ship would be stopped. You mentioned inspectors in overseas ports. They'll be looking at some of the cargo as it's loaded. That's one thing?
That's right. First of all, we'll have information on the shippers and the recipients of those. We do a complete review, search, screen of those that helps us to get to any product that might be dangerous.
What would a sharp observer of an American seaport see today that's different than it was yesterday?
What they will see is more patrols by the Coast Guard. They will see more inspection equipment by Customs and Border Protection, just a greater awareness, and much more difficult for someone to take advantage of the historic openness of our ports.
So many millions of tons of cargo come into the United States. How much of that cargo will be directly inspected or directly examined?
Well, it will be screened in the sense of we will examine it in terms of the manifest, all the information of the shipper, and then a determination made as to what should be physically inspected. Ultimately, it's a much smaller percent, but that is consistent with a commerce that flows across the globe that we're so dependent upon. The key thing is that we inspect the right shipments. On July 1, I think people will see some of these measures in place, but what is even more significant is what they will not see that's working behind the scenes.
How will ports pay for this when the federal government has appropriated only $46 million for this this added security, which is a tiny fraction of what's being spent on airline security?
Well, it is a small amount compared to all that has been invested. But that amount for 1 year has to be considered with about $500 million that has been invested by the federal government in grants to our ports in the last couple of years since September 11. So there has been a substantial amount invested. But whenever you're looking at the needs of port security, much of it is owned by the private sector, from Exxon to Mobil to the chemical plants. They have to invest in security. They are doing that. We are helping to encourage new technology, new solutions there, but it's going to be a shared responsibility without any question on paying for it.
Asa Hutchinson is Undersecretary for Border and Transportation at the Department of Homeland Security. Thanks very much for calling this morning.
Thanks very much. Enjoyed being with you.